Hey, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. We're so glad you're here today. If you haven't taken a moment to subscribe to these, I want to encourage you to do that. On our webpage, weekdaypodcast.com, you'll find a little link for subscribing. And what's handy about that is your smart device already has an app on it that helps you download these podcasts. So when you subscribe, it makes sure they are delivered to you every single day. All the podcasts I listen to are the ones that I subscribe to. So if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to this one. Well, today on the Weekday Podcast, we're going to think about one little word, three letters long. It's Y-E-S, yes. I think when we lead with a yes, when we say God yes to whatever he asks us to do, God smiles on that. And what that means is whatever God asks, we don't hold back, we don't hesitate, we don't say super spiritual things like, well, let me pray about it. We lead with yes. We say, God, yes, I'll do it without delaying. Because everybody knows that delayed obedience really is disobedience. God doesn't need us to explain away why we can't say yes. He doesn't need us to give a reason for why we can't do everything he's asking us to do. He doesn't need us to say, well, here's why I need to wait, because here's the truth, obedience can't wait. See, instant obedience is what teaches us about God. Instead of just talking about Bible discussions the rest of our lives, I believe that instant yes will teach you more about God than even a lifetime of biblical discussions. In fact, you'll never understand some of the commands in the Bible and some of the teachings in the Bible until you say yes to them first. See, yes unlocks understanding. Obedience unlocks knowledge of God's word. Oftentimes, we try to offer God sort of yeses, partial obedience. We want to pick and choose the parts of the Bible we obey. We make a list of the commands that we like and the ones that we don't like. And we think, well, if it's unreasonable, if it's difficult, if it's expensive, if it's unpopular, then maybe I don't have to do it. Yet, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 2, obey him gladly. What that means is we need to say yes to whatever God says. We don't need to reason it away. We need to say, you know what, God, I'm going to obey you joyfully with enthusiasm, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. That is a big yes. James, the half-brother of Jesus, when he was talking to other believers, he says this in James 2:24. He says, we please God by what we do and not only by what we believe. See, God's word is crystal clear. We cannot earn salvation. Salvation only comes by grace, not by our works, not by our efforts, not by us trying harder. But if you're a child of God, you can bring a smile to his face. You can bring pleasure to your heavenly Father by saying yes through obedience. See, any act of obedience is actually an act of worship. Why is that so pleasing to God? Because it proves that we really love him. Jesus said this in John 14, verse 15. He says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So today, I want to encourage you, lead with yes. That prompting, that thing that God is doing in your heart, maybe that thing that you've been putting off for a long, long time, would you say yes? Maybe you've put it off for so long that you've forgotten about it. So maybe today you just want to pause and you just want to ask God, God, is there an area of my life where I need to say yes to you? Is there an area of my life that I need to obey you? And I guarantee you, when you say yes, you'll learn so much more about God. Well, thanks for being with us today on the Weekday Podcast. If this encouraged you, I would love it if you would share it with your friends. You can go to the weekdaypodcast.com website and use the share buttons that are on there and just help spread the word. Also, another great way to just grow in your faith is through what we call the Daily Aha. The way that you access that is through the Sugar Hill Church app. If you don't have it yet, you can download it easily by going to sugarhill.church/app. And when you go there, you download the app, and as you fire it up, you'll find a tile there that says the Daily Aha. It's a way to start your day with gratitude. It's a way to start your day with Bible reading and just focused prayer. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.